Happiness is a creation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Happiness is a creation. Now, those are four words that are quite significant, and they're four words that we come to understand very meaningfully and very wonderfully when we pay attention to them. Happiness is a creation. In other words, happiness is something that we choose by our acts, by our attitudes, by our words, by our deeds, by everything that we are. We choose happiness as an experience in our life. In that, we create happiness in our life. How do we define happiness? We define happiness as something which is joyful, something which is fulfilling, something which is rewarding, something which is delightful, something which makes us feel very, 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 very good. It makes us feel like dancing for joy. It makes us have a giggly bubble in our heart. We have one of our students, Anita Lope. She's from Switzerland, living in New Zealand, and whenever she talks, she's a bubble talking. Whenever she thinks, she's a bubble of joy. She likes to giggle. Now, she's a mature woman. She's a mature woman who has chosen to go through life being a bubble of joy. She hasn't chosen to gather a husband and gather children about her. She hasn't chosen to gather responsibility unto her. She hasn't chosen to say that she must go to this job or that job. Wherever she is, she has sufficient for whatever her needs are. And she is able to do all the things that she wants to do because every time she turns around, whatever makes her delightful, whatever makes her happy, the way is there to enjoy it. Now, you say, well, that's irresponsible. That's being a person who doesn't take responsibility, doesn't play their role in the community, doesn't do their job, doesn't contribute to the community in any specific way. Well, now, you know, think about it. A person who is total happiness is contributing something so vital, so wonderful, so dramatically dynamic to the community and to the world that it has no dollar sign on it. It has no ability to measure a price for it. It has no ability to do anything. When a mother tells a story to a child, and the child just giggles and laughs and is so filled with delight, well, now, how that mother is teaching that child foolishness. That mother is teaching that child irresponsibility. That mother is teaching that child to find joy and happiness in life, to find peace and wonder and magic in life. And that child will forever go through life with a smile on its face. Forever it'll remember the stories that its mother told it. And it'll forever remember all of the joys that its friends were experiencing and how itself went out and enjoyed everything and found happiness everywhere. There are many songs in the theater. Happiness is, happiness is. Happiness is a joyful face, and all sorts of wonderful words that go along with a song like that. And whenever we hear a joyful song, why do we like the Disney pictures of years ago? Disney has become a little bit more sophisticated and formal, but years ago, the Disney shows were just absolutely irrational, absolutely cartoonish, absolutely childish, absolutely happy. And adults love to watch the cartoons as well as the children. But today, they're getting so serious, they're getting so intense, they're getting so story-minded. The story in the early cartoons of Walt Disney were almost non-existent. Popeye and Bluto and Olive Oil and Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and all of these characters, they would do crazy things. And Bluto and all the things that they did were silly and were all crazy mixed up stuff. And it made you laugh. And sometimes you laughed at things you didn't even know what you're laughing at. And no one could get hurt. No one could be destroyed. No one was upset. No one held a grudge. No one remembered an unhappy moment. Oh, Pluto might want to go after Popeye, and they might want to go a couple rounds, but they had a ball. They were having fun. And Popeye would be smoking his pipe. My goodness, who could smoke a pipe nowadays and get away with it, especially on a children's cartoon? And if he was needing energy, somehow he would create himself a can of spinach. And he'd use his pipe as a can opener to open the spinach. And then he'd use his pipe as a suction to draw all the spinach in. And he would be so strong that whatever was holding him back would just pop away, and he would just bounce out like a Superman. Now, how wonderful that is, and how uncomplicated that is. Happiness is a creation. It's a creation of purest love. When a mother turns to her children and says, "Come on, let's go picnic," that's a happiness time. A mother says, "Come on, kids, it's birthday time." "Well, Mom, whose birthday is it?" "Who cares? Somewhere, it's somebody's birthday, and so we're going to celebrate with them." "Oh, Mom, I like that. Oh, that's so great, you know." And Dad comes home and he says, "Hey, I took off early from work today. I thought I'd like to play with you kids in the yard." "What? You did that? Oh my gosh, you did that for us?" "Oh," and happiness bubbles all over them because something special was done just for them. Something special that turned their heart. Now, happiness is a creation. The illustrations that I've given are sometimes balanced and sometimes not, but the point about each illustration is that they create happiness. Each illustration shows that happiness is a creation, that a choice and a wonderment and a delight and such grand magic to it. Now, you say you'd like a happy life. Well, are you being yourself and having fun? Are you doing the things that turn you on? Are you doing the things that make you feel like a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous person? Well, if you are, then you're doing the right things. You're doing the right things that make the world go round, that make you the most joyous, happy, fantastic person in the world. Do you think that that's what heaven is like? A happy place? Do you think that's what God created us all to be, happy? Do you think that's what the teachings of Jesus were all about? Love, unconditional love? Do you think that that's what life is all about? When we are happy, everything works out good for us. When we are sad, we close the doorway on happiness. We close the doorway on success. We close the doorway on healing, on abundance, on right relationships. We close the doorway on it. And when we are happy, we open wide the doorway to every good we could ever want. Happiness is a creation. I choose to create happiness every moment of my life. Everyone doesn't always understand that, but that's okay with me. When I go to see a sick person, I go in and make them smile. We have one of our students, Irene. You might know she's coming up. And Irene is a visiting nurse, and she's also a clown. Some of her patients, she'll stick her head in around the door with her red nose on her nose, that little piece of ball that she's got there, and the styrofoam, and then, "Hi," and then she back away, and people look, what was that, and "I love you," and then back away again, and the people get a smile, "Hey, what is that," you know, and when Irene is done with her patients, with her visits as a visiting nurse, the people are sitting up in bed, or they're out of bed, or they're walking around, or they have a new lease on life, because Irene brings them happiness that she creates out of the silliness of her heart, the joy of her being, and out of the divinity that she is. You can do that for yourself. You can do it for others. And it's such a joy. It's such a magical joy. I bought a red nose and a silly clown wig and hat, and I haven't used them yet. Maybe one of these days I'll get enough courage to get up and use them. As it is, I'm bringing happiness to these people, and I think, my goodness sakes, I'm shaking them up a lot. But I'll put that nose on one of these days. And when I do, That'll be wonderful. And you know what else is Irene's doing? She's taking a course in being a clown. She's working night and day on the various projects she's working on, but she's added a course in being a clown. This week, she has a full week of clown school. Can you imagine that? My goodness, I'm going to be very eager to have her show me some of her clown techniques once she has them under her belt. And that's happiness. That's happiness as a definite, definite creation. And it's what you and I can do anytime we want. This is your absolute philosopher, suggesting be yourself and have fun, be happy. Happiness is a creation by your choice and my choice. I love it, don't you? I love you. I love you. I love you.